Leakes Marina. You are standing on the edge of a paved pathway next to the parking lot at Leakes Marina, looking toward a bay on Jackson Lake and the Teton Range towers beyond. The sign is mounted on a small patch of grass, and lodgepole pine trees cover most of the land surrounding you. In the summer, many boats are moored in the marina, and to your right is a building that houses a pizzeria and ice cream shop. The restaurant has a deck that wraps around it and looks out over the lake. The 36 by 24 inch sign is dominated by a historic image of dying elk in the winter, taken by Stephen Leake. Numerous carcasses lie in the ground, and two yearling elk stand behind the dead ones. Most of the ground is free of snow, but a thin blanket of snow covers the ground in the background. The corner of a log structure is in the left side of the image. An inset in the upper right is a historic image of a white-haired balding man with a mustache sitting in a rocking chair reading a book next to a rock fireplace. The building is a large log lodge, and the rocking chair is wicker. The fireplace is cold. The lower left corner is another inset of a historic image. A white-haired man with a mustache is standing amongst a herd of elk in the winter. He is holding a pan, and the elk are eating directly from the pan. He is dressed in dungarees, a light-colored long-sleeve shirt and vest, with a felt cowboy hat on his head. Most of the text is along the bottom portion of the sign. The sign reads, Stephen Leake's Camera Conservation. Stephen Leake pioneered the first conservation movement in Jackson Hole. Starting out as a fishing and hunting guide, he later became a passionate campaigner for the Jackson elk herd. Leake's glass plate photographs of starving and dead elk nationally publicized the tragic effects of winter habitat loss. In 1912, Congress approved the creation of the National Elk Refuge. The establishment of the National Elk Refuge marked an important change in attitude about land use here. Once opposed, homesteaders began supporting the government purchase of land for conservation. Caption, homesteader, businessman, and conservationist Stephen Leake built a lodge here in 1927. All that remains of the lodge is this chimney. And Stephen Leake, 1937.